I'm speaking with Kurt Columbus, the artistic director of Trinity Repertory Theater Company, a theater institution in Rhode Island. Thank you very much for being here.
It's my pleasure, John.
The upcoming season marks a very significant year for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity Rep will be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
That's correct.
What are you guys doing to celebrate?
Well, you know, John, there were two options. When a big anniversary birthday like this comes around, you can either be retrospective and sort of look back and celebrate your past, but that sounded horrible to me. So instead, what we're going to do is be very forward-thinking and be inspired by what has come before us. The opportunity of the 50th is to celebrate the things that are great about Trinity and great about the Rhode Island arts community and talk about how we're going to move into the next 50 years.
Many Rhode Islanders know Trinity Rep for the annual Christmas Carol.
That's correct.
And that is, dare I say, more traditional fare.
Yes, it is. It is. But every year we re-envision it. And of course, this year is being directed once again by Tyler Dabrowski, who did last year's production. It was a really traditional, beautiful production. But we re-envision it every year. And we have a new Scrooge every year. Fred Sullivan is playing Scrooge this year. And so he'll bring a completely different bag of tricks to it. So that's what's great about Trinity, is that even the things that happen every year happen differently every year. And that's a wonderful thing.
There are also this season several premieres.
Yeah, world premieres. Yeah. We took the opportunity of the 50th to think about what has been wonderful in the last 50 years. We're good at things like Chekhov. So we're doing a world, it's actually the New England premiere of Christopher Drang's play, Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike. It's sort of a Chekhov play seen through the lens of an American comedy writer. So it's this really funny, really sexy, really smart comedy about Chekhov. And I think that audiences are going to love that. We're revisiting an American, contemporary American classic. It's a play called Intimate Apparel by one named Lynn Nottage. She's a graduate of Brown. She won the Pulitzer Prize a couple of years ago. And Intimate Apparel is this beautiful love story about a couple that falls in love over a series of letters that they write to each other. And then world premiere of a new play, Veronica Meadows, by our very own Stephen Thorne. He's a member of our resident acting company, and he's written this extraordinary comedy thriller about a girl detective who wakes up one day and realizes that she's actually 40 years old and that she's been a detective for a lot longer than she thinks. It's really about how the world, your vision of yourself catches up to the way the world sees you. So it's very funny and it's very smart. And then we end the season with the great Sam Shepard with a play called A Lie of the Mind. It's written in the 1980s, and it speaks to our current moment. I think all of these plays really speak to now, and that's a big part of why we wanted to do them in this season. They're really speaking to the moment of what's going on in Rhode Island, of what's going on in America, and they do it in a funny and smart and challenging way.
Yeah, how do you program contemporary work? It can be challenging, and what has the response been like in Rhode Island?
Well, this is one of the great gifts of the Rhode Island audience, is that my audience will go with me on some incredibly wild journeys. And, you know, not everything is for everybody, but even when people don't like a play, they'll say, we're proud of you for doing that. So we've done a world premiere a year since I've been here. In fact, 2 years ago, we did three world premieres and rotating repertory on one stage. Colleagues around the country just scratch their heads and say, how do you do it? And we do it because we have a great audience that really likes the ride of a new play, a challenging new play.
I'm speaking with Kurt Columbus, the artistic director of Trinity Repertory Company, which will be celebrating its 50th anniversary here in Rhode Island this season. So many nonprofit arts organizations have a notoriously difficult time staying in operation, but you guys have been around for 50 years. That's
yes.
Pretty incredible.
Indeed.
You've survived recessions and economic downturns. How do you navigate the financial landscape, and what do you attribute to your obvious success?
You know, it's really interesting because I arrived in Rhode Island at Trinity Rep in 2006, and the economic downturn followed hard upon, as they say, in 2008 and 2009. And I had never really experienced something like that in my life, in my career as an arts administrator. But the remarkable thing about artists is that they're resilient, and that when you ask them to do a lot with a little, they make it happen. So in the downturn, we find that, for example, government funding sources have really dried up. We get a very nice grant each year from the Rhode Island State Council for the Arts, and that's about all. And we used to get money from city, you know, government, national government. We don't see that anymore. So there's a way in which we're doing more with less. Our education programs have found that schools around the state have cut arts budgets. So we're now the arts program for dozens and dozens of schools in Rhode Island. I mean, there are about 20,000 kids a year that come through our doors to take education programs to see shows at Trinity Rep. And so we're being asked to do more with a lot less. But artists are great people to do that. They just say it has to get done. And so we've survived, I think, because of that kind of forward-thinking resiliency, that we're able to look ahead and say, okay, we're tougher than this, and just make it happen.
One of Trinity's slogans is, you say that you reinvent the public square. What does that mean exactly?
Well, this is one of my big, big themes. Theater is a living art. It's something that only takes place if you come to see us make it happen, okay? So it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Painting can happen in a studio and hang on a wall, and if there's no one to see it, it's still hanging on the wall. But theater is an event that only happens if there are other people there to experience it. And Trinity Rep tries we work very hard at being our state's public square. We want to be a site for lifelong learning. We want to be a site for discussions that are teed off of the work we're doing on our stages. We have panels with the Rhode Island Council on the Humanities every year. We do programs that reach folks who are in transitional housing, that are clients of the food bank. I mean, we've got all kinds of outreach that happens. And it's because we believe that live art is a space where people can really find themselves and find themselves as a part of a living democracy. So that's what we mean by public square. It's that our work as a theater is just one component of our work as a cultural institution. And I think that's where we have been really succeeding and is a big part of where we're going in the next 50 years.
Again, I've been talking with Kurt Columbus, the artistic director of Trinity Rep, the theater company in Providence, which will be celebrating its 50th year in operation this season. Thank you very much, Kurt.
It's my pleasure, John. Thank you.